Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from December 2, 2019 to December 6, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On December 2, here were the news. Click and collect service launched by Priceline Pharmacy for Christmas period. Pango expands into Spain with mobile smart parking services. IDEMIA to supply biometric ID cards to Morocco for online services and transactions. Activities high and low touch trading solution deployed to PT Bahana Securitas. Vietin Bank, Vietnam Airlines, JCB to launch credit card. M-Commerce PaaS provider Wayland Tech to acquire Push Holdings. FinServe providers lift some of B2B's fraud burden. How faster payments and faster data drive payroll innovation. Data silos prolific impact, from inventory to AP. On December 3, here were the news. Situ and Adyen team up to accelerate Philippa K's in-store digital transformation. Eightfold increase shown in wearable transactions in 2019. Guidelines for accessible payments offered by Aus PayNet. Volvo chooses Fico for vehicle subscription service onboarding. Playmobil selects Wirecard to boost the online shopping experience for customers. AUB, Liquid Group team up for cross-border QR payments in Singapore, the Philippines. Kolu, Tel Aviv municipality pilot cashback program for business owners. Europe continues to dominate global e-commerce ranking. Corporate cards collaborative approach to SMB adoption. Finding the right fit for cross-border B2B payments. On December 4, here were the news. Mobile wallet for Android launched by Nash. Paysend allows global money transfers to Uzbekistan. Worldline allows Sanita's customers to manage their insurance claims using mobile payments. Episode 6 selected by Visa for its FinTech Fast Track program in APAC. Austria-based payment orchestration platform IXOPAY partners with Paydu. OpenPay to support payments for Ideal World, Create and Craft. Why SMBs should look beyond high street for FX needs. FinServe providers embrace new rails for faster B2B payments. On December 5, here were the news, NatWest reveals biometric payments pilot in UK. Jack Henry & Associates launches near real-time card-funded bill payments. Fingerprint cards, valid to launch contactless biometric payment cards. Adyen chosen by Acne Studios for first-class experience for shoppers globally. Computop POS terminals compatible with Treibauf Pepper interface. Pineapple Payments acquires Pastry. Card payments to provide more added value than any other payment method for Europeans. Grab launches Grab Pay card. Accounts payables opportunity to become a profit center. Finding salve for business payments pain from expense to AP. How virtual cards can live up to their faster payments promise. On December 6, here were the news. MUFG reveals plans for mobile payment service. Grab launches Grab Pay card. Airbnb to launch payment system for guests from EU through Luxembourg. Workies launches in-house payment processor for field service professionals. Xero highlights South Africa's late payments surge. Chase, Workies add same-day payouts for in-field workers. On-demand payroll leads B2B fintech funding. Trade credit, when status quo means it's time for a change. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.